Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about our thoughts on setting up a partner program for your business.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, you know, there's affiliate programs, and those are ones where you actually give somebody a sort of a payment, whether it's a fee for when they bring you a sign up or a fee on an ongoing basis when you get a customer from them. And then there's partner programs. And partner programs are actually quite a bit different. And they usually involve actually partnering up and having something more official happen, doing joint PR and things like that. So that's the topic, and that's kind of a high-level difference between an affiliate program and a partner program. Partner program, in some ways, is a deeper sort of relationship, or tends to be.
Yeah, deeper commitment relationship. And I don't know if you agree with this, but in my my observation has been that in the kind of past 2 years or so, 2 or 3 years, a lot of SaaS SMB companies have started investing in partner programs, where that used to be a lot more of a play and a channel, a growth channel that, you know, enterprise companies would go after. But now I see kind of more and more SMB companies go after that. Is that just my observation, or would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think it used to be something that larger companies would build out. Now it's like something that I think, even if you're targeting SMBs or you're an SMB, you might start working on this. I mean, the markets are bigger. There's just more buyers out there, and there's also more companies out there. So in a way, it feels like a natural evolution.
Awesome. All right. So before we go any further, we'll talk about like kind of a few best practices to set up a successful partner program. For those of you that are interested in the affiliate program and learning more about how to do that, check out episode 361, How to Use Affiliate Programs to Fuel Your Growth. That's an episode that we recorded earlier. So coming back to the partner program, and a little shout out on kind of for the close peeps out there. Close just is announcing the launch of our partner program. So this is part of why I wanted to talk to you about this. So for those of you that are interested in learning more about how we set that up, and even potentially for some of you that want to partner up with Close, you can go to close.com/partners and check out kind of how we have set up our partner program, how we think about partnering with people, and if it's a good fit for you and what you're doing, we'd love to talk to you. And you can always get in touch with me directly at steli@close.com if you want to chat more about that. So let's go through this real quick and give people a couple of recommendations. We can like ping pong this. I'll throw out my first tip for people, which I think goes back to a core principle that we've discussed many, many times before. My biggest recommendation is to always, instead of just putting these programs together in the hope that they will magically bring growth, ask yourself who would be an ideal partner for you and who would be an ideal partner for you and the type of customers that you want to reach. And then I would actually advise people, and this is an exercise that we did, to write down an ideal partner profile. You know, a lot of people know this about the ideal customer profile, like writing down and identifying who is the ideal customer that we're going after. You can do the exact same thing for a partner and write down who is the partner that we want. You know, what are the kind of identifying criteria for somebody that could be an ideal partner for us and really help us grow and help our customers grow? And then you can also do the non-ideal partner. Who are the type of people that might be interested in partnering with us that we don't believe can bring value to us or our customers, or not, you know, sufficient value to what we're trying to do? And so that, if you identify these two things in the beginning, it's going to really help you craft your messaging, find the right places to promote your partner program. And when partners apply, for instance, to become part of your program, it's going to be much easier for your team to, you know, decide, is this somebody we should partner with or not, and how should we go about it? So my first tip for people, if you want to put together a partner program to grow your company, you grow it as a growth channel, is first specify and identify who an ideal partner would be and who would not be a good partner before you start setting up anything else and start promoting the partner program.
Well, it's likely that you already have people who are such great advocates that some of them could be good partners. So there's the ideology of like really thinking through who's actually reached out, who's actually helping you get more customers, or who already wants to partner with you, which, you know, many companies at some size end up getting. There's that data point as well that you can use, which is whoever's already sort of tried to partner with you.
Yeah, I love that. And that's actually something that we did with Close, is when we started considering putting that together. One of the reasons was that there was an increased demand of like requests. And we started picking a few and saying, you know what, this company, this person seems like such a potentially good fit. Let's do this, you know, in a very casual way. Let's work with them one-on-one and see if this works and how it works. And once we had like a handful of success stories where partners would bring in great customers and collaborate and work with us really, really well, and we started seeing real meaningful numbers, we're like, all right, let's now turn this into a more formal thing. Let's start promoting it a bit more. But we had, I think, about 30, 40 or so companies already that we were partnering up with in one way or another. And we had like a kind of a constant stream week by week of companies and people reaching out, a lot of our customers reaching out and wanting to partner with us. So I think if you have that inbound demand, you can like analyze and see what kind of companies reach out to us, what kind of companies could be really good for us or not. The other thing is, you know, in today's world, there used to be, just like almost anything else, it used to be that you had to do so much heavy lifting to like organize all of this, to track it, to do the payout.